Most congressional candidates are not talking about Iraq or the Middle East, but California Congressman Tom Lantos can't avoid it. The senior Democrat is the only Holocaust survivor in Congress, and partly because of his background, he says he strongly supports military strikes against Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. This fall, Lantos faces a long-shot challenge from a Libertarian Party candidate who is a Palestinian-born Muslim. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
22 years after first being elected to Congress, Tom Lantos takes a second seat to no one in defense of Israel. Ask him about his position on Iraq and Saddam Hussein, and Lantos will point to his own lifetime of experience. He was a 16-year-old member of the Hungarian underground when he fled a Nazi work camp and was rescued by Swedish diplomat Raoul Wallenberg. As a result, Lantos says he knows war and he loves peace.
I just also understand the ramifications of appeasement. Had Hitler been confronted in the mid-1930s, some 51 million people of all nationalities and all religions who had their lives taken from them would have lived out their lives in peace to their natural end.
Yet despite being re-elected 10 times by large margins, Lantos' views on the Middle East aren't necessarily shared by many of his constituents. His district stretches from southwestern San Francisco down into San Mateo County, neighboring Silicon Valley. The Middle East is thousands of miles away, and yet the passions of that region are reverberating here.
No blood for oil! No blood for oil!
At a recent demonstration in front of his district office, protesters carried signs urging drivers to honk if they oppose war with Iraq. Lantos' staff acknowledges that mail and phone calls to his office run against his position on a possible war. Ironically, the main beneficiary of that discontent may be another immigrant, albeit one with a distinctly different view of the Middle East.
My name is Maad Abu-Ghazaleh. I'm an attorney, and I've spent the last 6 years or so with my own software business selling software to patent attorneys.
Maad Abu-Ghazaleh was born on the West Bank, and he came to the United States at the age of 17, just about the same time that Tom Lantos was first elected to Congress. Abu-Ghazaleh is strong on civil rights and civil liberties, and he says he decided to run after Lantos came out strongly for military action against Iraq.
The vast majority of people are against the war, vehemently so. We really think it's a bad idea here. And it's enough that I'm fairly certain that there's a lot of people in this district that are going to vote on that issue.
But no one has suggested that there is enough anti-war sentiment to deny Lantos a return to Congress. At a recent candidates' debate, those expecting a dispute over the Middle East instead found another quarrel kicked off by Mike Maloney, the Republican candidate, who launched into an unvarnished diatribe against Lantos.
How can you be a citizen of Israel and a citizen of the United States and not get confused in regard to your loyalty? So as far as I'm concerned, it's time for the Hungarian Jew to be retired. Period.
Thank you, Mr.
The applause came largely from Abu-Ghazaleh's supporters, but he was visibly shaken, shrinking in his chair, clearly embarrassed by Maloney's remarks. For his part, Lantos ignored the attack and continued to focus on bread-and-butter issues, which plays well with many of his constituents, even those who don't agree with him on Iraq. One was Jim Gallagher, a union electrician who said he's voted for Lantos in the past.
I think that he's done a great job for working people, but he needs to forget about going to war until we've tried everything else.
He still has your vote?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And that's the kind of support Lantos is banking on. The congressman says he expects the passions of the debate over war to soon die down, and he looks forward to returning to Congress, in his words, with enormous confidence. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.